Radio.
You're listening to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast that explores the bold projects, exciting opportunities, and the growing reach of blockchain and cryptocurrency. Whether you've got skin in the game or you're just crypto curious, keep an open mind, enjoy the conversation, and stay CryptoCurrent. Now here's your host, Richard Carthon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And today I got a very special guest all the way out in California. We have Ankit with Sapien. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Richard. How about yourself?
Ah, man, I'm doing well. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now, but conversation that we can hold for later. But, you know, before we dive into everything that we need to discuss today, how about you start off by giving us a little bit of background about yourself?
Definitely. So yeah, my name is Ankit Bhatia. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Sapien. It's a leading Ethereum-based social network. Our mission is to build a decentralized, community-driven platform that rewards creators and puts users back in control of their data. A little bit about myself. I was born in India. Came here when I was 4 years old. So typical immigrant story. I took credit a lot of my work ethic to that. And I went to University of California, Berkeley. I got a degree in electrical engineering and computer science in 2016. And over the past 5-10 years, I've just been fascinated by blockchain and its ability to democratize various industries, from gaming, and in particular for Sapien, it's restructuring social to make it more fair and democratic. So that's a little bit about myself.
Awesome. And I mean, you have quite an extensive background with being in creating really cool technologies. And, what was the very first introduction that you had into the blockchain and crypto space?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this was a fun one, because we were basically in our college dorm in Foothill at Cal. And we were just in the common area. And as college students like to do, we like to, discuss, debate topics. So we were up this particular night to, like, I think it was like 2 or 3 a.m. We were just sitting in the common area talking about, various technologies. One of the things that kept coming up was privacy and how we can better build, systems and technologies that protect privacy. Because we were hearing this all in the news. This was like early 2013, where we would just get these atrocious data leaks and news about data exploitation. And we felt that there needed to be a better way to approach this. So one of the technologies that we were discussing at the time was Tor, which was this onion browser that allows anyone to route their internet traffic through various routers and be undetectable. So we were actually discussing the morality sort of behind that and how it was really a double-edged sword, because it really enabled you to access the dark web, but also it was sort of the true tool that would protect you from having all your activity tracked. So, it kind of came off that. We were talking about the implications of that. A few of the floor mates and my one of my friends, Rob Giametti, who later became my co-founder, one of the floor mates went to a website, and that's when I first saw the Bitcoin logo. And that was really profound to see, because I was like, wait, I mean, they're not taking dollars here. It's Bitcoin. This is something else entirely. And then we started to get into it, do a little bit more research and understand really, like, wow, this is some really powerful tech. I mean, you're sending anonymous funds across the world for, fractions of a cent. And that was amazing to see. And, over the years, we did more research. We really understood the technology. And then I think it was a few years later that I actually read the white papers and really got involved in the space. So.
Excellent. So you dive in, you're like, okay, there's something to having security, and then also just having this digital new way to be able to spend your money. At which point were you like, huh, this is something that I potentially want to create a career in this. I want to create something on this new technology that is blockchain. Can you speak to, like, how, like, that decision was made, and then how you start to build your company off of that?
Yeah, it was a long journey, and it didn't start immediately with blockchain. So when I say we, I say myself and Rob, we were really just frustrated with social media, right? We looked at what was going on, the lack of free speech, these big centralized companies coming in and arbitrarily drawing the line between free speech and censorship. You know, you often, and we're hearing more about this these days, but you basically have like a small committee that's making all these decisions, whether, you know, someone's allowed to be on the platform or not. And we thought like, that's just shouldn't be the way that social should operate online. So, you know, we looked at issues like that. This was, before Cambridge Analytica and the scandal with Facebook. But we were really just approaching it as how can we build a social platform that truly respects user privacy and is far more democratized. So Our story actually starts with we were sitting at Free Speech Cafe. I remember we just pulled out a blank text file and just started coding. And, you know, we just had one sort of singular motivation that how can we build a platform for the users? So this was sort of a project in between classes. We would be, coding on this late into the night. But really the first sort of prototype that we came out with for Sapien, it was a platform that you could switch between public and private mode. It would be, it would allow you to have like different identities on the site. So it had nothing to do with blockchain. But people really liked it. Yeah. People really were like, oh, this is cool. Like, let's see what would happen if we took this further. So the next sort of step we did was, we partnered with this company Trustrit, and we tried to build a end-to-end encrypted social network. So this was encrypting all posts, comments, groups. And the reasoning behind that was that we didn't want even the company to be able to look at the content that was being pushed. And we thought this would be like the ultimate way to protect privacy. But even that didn't exactly get too big, because one, you know, privacy is not sexy. It's hard to sell people on their privacy, regardless of how important it is. And two, the technical things of scaling end-to-end were hard. So then we started looking to other technologies, and early 2017, that's when blockchain really started to become a viable thing for us to build on.
Gotcha. So you started to make that transition into blockchain, and, you know, of course you still have your vision of what you want Sapien to be. So, you know, flash forward to present day, you know, where's the platform at, and like, what is the type of community that you are beginning to build here?
Right. So we have a live platform. You can check it out at sapien.network. We have mobile apps that are in beta now that you can apply for. And, I do want to touch back at least a little bit, because your previous question was asking basically, you know, where does blockchain come into this? And I feel it's important to say that it wasn't just something that we felt, you know, was just thrown into the product. We really felt like that's the right tool for this job, to really build a more democratic social network. And, this was sort of early, 2017, when we started thinking about tokenizing the whole network. So on Sapien right now, if you go, you can earn rewards when you post, comment. So that's just the start of things. That sort of fulfills our need to reward creators fairly for the value that they're adding to the network. But we really do want to take it one step further. We want to, think about how we can build more and more powerful tools to empower communities. Because for us at Sapien, and this is, you know, one of the things that stands out for us, is that we really want to build it from a community first perspective. But I can also get into that a little more.
Yeah, and please expand on that. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you explaining why blockchain was the right choice for what you're trying to build, because I think a lot of people are struggling to see, you know, just from a standpoint of building a tech from an infrastructure standpoint. Of course, there's all kinds of technical things that you can use, from Swift, iOS, all kinds of things to just get the infrastructure out. But in this regard, you decided blockchain was the way to go for the secure network and for the kind of community that you're trying to tap into. So is this specifically for your crypto and blockchain enthusiasts? Is this for any and everyone? Like, what is Sapien target audience?
Yeah, so as you can tell by the name Sapien, right? Our motivation is to build a platform that treats people the way they should be treated, which is as humans and not mere commodities. And I believe that vision should resonate with the mainstream audience as well, and not just the crypto space. So a lot of our research and what we're doing these days is just trying to understand the best sort of user experience we can create that does make it possible for that average user to be onboarded into Web3 without all the sort of technical complexities and the overheads of managing their private keys. And still,
real quick before you expand on that, can you explain just for a little bit for the people who don't know what Web3 is? Just a quick background on that.
Yeah, so it is a sort of a loose term that we've been throwing around a lot in this space, but it essentially started with like Web 1.0, which was just the delivery of like static files and text files with the HTTP protocol. And this was basically people could read forums and maybe a few blog articles that were online. Web 2 was really the interactive sense of the internet, where we see platforms like the one we're recording on right now, platforms like Facebook, all these platforms where there would be read and write actions. And Web 3 is this sort of movement. It's this shift to the internet of value, where now we can build platforms that ultimately are more decentralized, that do empower the end user. And they do this by fundamentally giving them control over their keys and financial transactions. So it's a different sort of framework to be building applications on. Yeah.
No doubt. And we definitely appreciate you saying that, because I know it might be rudimentary for everyone that's in this space, but for a newbie, I think that's a really great explanation of like how we got to Web3. Mm-hmm. But as you're explaining with Sapien and the type of audience that you're trying to embody,
right? Yeah, I think for us, and one of the there's several tokenized platforms out there in the space, but when we think about it, we think a lot about the Sapien brand that we're trying to create. We think about the core values that sort of motivated us to start this this company and this venture. We really want to make sure that we're building the right product using the right technology, and not sort of building a network that attracts a bunch of, fringe groups, or, is just all gung-ho about anti-censorship, and suddenly you have a platform sprawling with like the wrong audience. So, we do want to build a platform that, the average sort of Reddit user may be able to just be like, oh, I understand this. Like, I get it. I can post, I have my own communities. If I don't see a community I like, then I can go start my own. Whether that's knitting or just playing the piano, it could be anything. We do want to sort of get into the mainstream audience, but we want to do it the right way, and that's a lot of where our focus is going on. So,
no doubt. Mm-hmm. And I've had some time to go check out the platform. It looks extremely interesting, and I can definitely tell where it's headed. What's your kind of roadmap of like where you ultimately want this to go over the next couple of years?
Right. So, as I was mentioning, we have native iOS and Android apps now. That's probably one of the first Web3 social networks to do so. We also have a referral program that's available. So for people that are looking to earn while sitting at home, this is one of the easiest ways. Invite some of your friends to join. And where we're going with Sapien is ultimately our vision is to create this community-driven platform where all these sort of diverse communities can exist on Sapien and have the tools to earn rewards and create valuable content, identify valuable content, and sort of reward each other, right? Like we don't want to be that platform that tells you and your community, which we call tribes on Sapien. We don't want to tell you how to run your show, your community. So you guys can be self-governing, self-moderating. And our job is to basically give you the tools to make decisions at scale and collaborate in a way that hasn't been done before. So what we're building towards is essentially a social network where we can scale collaboration online and coordination, because that's one thing that, you know, is near and dear to my heart. And we feel like we've kind of lost that in, you know, today's world. So the community should really start growing and taking life of their own. And that's how we want to sort of cultivate Sapien as a whole network.
Awesome. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And for everyone listening, definitely go check that out. And to kind of just shift gears just a little bit, you know, I know you've been in the space for an extremely long time, and you've seen how the dynamic in the crypto and blockchain space has changed over time. What are some things that are on the horizon that you think people should be looking out for?
Yeah. So one thing that I'm, you know, personally excited for is, you know, ETH 2.0. It does keep getting punted. I think they were thinking about it a lot and now I don't know, but I think it's exciting to see the testnet live. So that's something that I've been keeping an eye on to see the participation across the world. So I think proof of stake is going to be huge. I think we need to get away from, you know, just burning, you know, not wasteful energy to power a chain. So I'm definitely not a Bitcoin maximalist. I understand the benefits of Bitcoin, but it's not a sort of world that I would want to be promoting. So, you know, sharding, what Ethereum's doing, some of the Ethereum killers like Near Protocol that have sharding already built out. So from a technological sense, starting with scalability is a good idea instead of running it into a bottleneck and trying to figure out what to do next. And also just aside from the tech, like just some of the mainstream applications that are really cracking through to, you know, the mass market. So this would be like Brave browser with, you know, millions and millions of users, and Audius, which is a music app. So just interesting to watch them, see how they do.
Yeah, no doubt. And just even as you're saying, like some of the applications break into the mainstream, I think Joe Rogan just the other day was talking about how he sometimes uses it and like it's just bringing more attention to the overall space. So I think that is a huge thing. And hopefully, you know, as everyone's listening to this, you know, years from now, you can be like, yeah, I heard Sapien years ago back when it was just starting up and now it's this huge, massive thing. So I really do appreciate your time telling us all about Sapien and everything that you have going on. What is the final thought that you want to leave with all of the listeners here today?
Yeah, there's a, you know, there's a couple of thoughts. You know, the first one would be that it's not too late to join Web3, right? It's just, there's so much energy and activity in this space. And a lot of the projects from, you know, early 2017, the bull run, they're really starting to come out now and come out with the products and experiences that do add value to your life. So it's not too late. You know, personally, for the past like 7 years of my life, like I've found some of the nicest, smartest people working in this space that, you know, do like to balance their technology with the ethics of, you know, what are they really building? So you know, it's incredibly exciting. I definitely urge everyone to check out Sapien if you're interested in see how we're reinventing social, you know, for the future. And I look, you know, forward to having you a part of the journey. So
absolutely. Well, definitely appreciate that. What are some different ways that people can connect with you and also can continue to learn more about Sapien?
Yeah, so we actually recently launched our community Discord for Sapien. So if you check out you know, our platform, you'll see a link to the Discord. You can see us there. I'm active in the community there. Or on the platform itself, if you're posting, I'll jump in once in a while. And you know, if you're still more traditional and clinging on to the ways of Web 2, then check me out on Twitter at OFSocket.
Excellent. Well, again, Ankit, really appreciate your time today. And for everyone listening, stay cryptocurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter, with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DerriterProductions.com. That's D-E-R-I-T-T-E-R Productions.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cryptocurrent with Richard Carthon. We'll be back with more exciting developments from the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency next week. But until then, stay cryptocurrent.
Please use available exits now.